Do you know what they do with oats or wheat to get the separate the chaff from the grain?
They beat it.
Okay.
Beat us.
You know what they call that?
Threshing.
Okay, so you might say the oats?
What, threshed?
Okay. If you and another person had got a job together, when you told them about it, you might say you and
I.
Okay, have a job. How about if you and another person, and the other person's a male, are going to go over to someone's house, you would say blank and blank are coming over.
Me and another person that's a male.
Yeah.
Bob and I. Or Dick and I.
Or how about using the pronoun on both cases?
Dick and Linda.
I mean,
Linda and Dick.
Okay, but like, you know, like he, she, or it.
He, let's see what I say. He and I?
Well, just how would you say it? Blank and blank are coming over.
Blank. Margaret and Dick's coming over, or he?
Him and me, or he and I, or?
He and I are going to come over.
Okay. And,
it's not proper English. I got to go ask somebody.
Well, after it's all over, and they take all the surveys, maybe...
We might change it.
Okay. How about, if you knock at the door, and someone says, who's there? And they know your voice. You're at the door, you're knocking. And you can't...
Come on in.
Okay. And they say, who is it? And you might say, it's...
It's me.
Okay. And if, like, we're sitting here and someone knocks at the door and you're expecting someone, I say, who's that? And you might say, oh, it's only...
Margaret. That's only what I would expect.
Okay. Now, if it was a girl and you didn't know the name, you say, oh, it's only...
It was only her.
Okay. And if it was a male?
Him.
And if it was a group of people?
Them.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are, you might say, he's not as tall as...
I.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are again, you might say, I'm not as...
Tall as him.
Okay. And comparing how well you can do something, you might say, he can do it better than...
I.
Okay. If a man had been running for 2 miles and then he had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is...
His limit.
Okay. Or would you say 2 miles is all...
It's all he can go.
Okay. Would you ever use far in it, since 2 miles is all the...
You mean as far as he can go?
Yeah.
2 miles is as far?
Or something like that, or 2 miles is all the...
2 miles as far as he could go. That'd be about it.
Okay.
Well, that's all enough when he's got got left to do, so 2 miles.
Okay. Or 2 miles is the...
The limit.
Okay. How about if something belongs to me, you say it's...
Belongs to you.
All right, so then it is...
Yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to the both of us, you say it's...
Ours.
And if it belongs to them?
Belongs to them. It's theirs.
Okay. And if it belongs to him?
Belongs to him.
So it's?
His.
Okay. And if it belongs to her?
Her.
Okay. So it's?
Hers.
And when someone leaves your house, and you know, like up north, they say, blank come again. How do you, if you want someone to, you know, come back?
Just come back anytime.
Okay. Do you ever use like a form of, well, like, people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, you might say, blank, come back again. What would you put in a blank?
Well, it wouldn't be their names. Down this way, I don't think, we just, if it was someone that we really enjoyed having visit with us, we might walk them to the door and say good night and come again soon. Or you're welcome to come anytime. If it's a member of the family visiting from away, we must probably just hug them and kiss them and tell them they're welcome to come anytime they want. Or our house was theirs anytime they want to come.